Hello.
Hi, this is AJ. Is Donnell available?
This is Shay.
Hi, Donnell. I'm calling from the National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I've conducted an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Let's see here. Are you just speaking to the... just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask you your race?
It's African American, but what you're doing an opinion survey on what and like what company are you calling from?
The company I'm calling from, I'm not allowed to say. Basically, we want to keep this confidential and everything. We're just we're running an opinion survey. For the community.
On what?
Kind of
what
see.
Subject?
Basically, let's see. Well, we can go along with the questions and see what you think. Let's see here. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably
not vote? I will definitely
vote. You will vote?
Mm-hmm.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So 0 being not at all motivated to 10 being extremely motivated?
It's a 10.
10? Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not that closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? One would be strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Okay, thinking about the direction of the country, the direction of the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? That would be very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied. And generally speaking,
the country is headed,
very
dissatisfied. But
very
that's
dissatisfied.
A loaded question. Yeah, but it's loaded. But all right, very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people?
You expect me to remember all that list?
Yes, I apologize. I'll ask you.
Do it one by one.
Okay. Thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay?
Student debt is one.
Student debt, okay, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's one.
We've got protecting abortion rights, that's one. Improving K through 12 public school education. We have fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. We have creating more jobs and raising wages. Reducing crime. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Combating division and racism. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Border security. Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people.
The racism one.
Racism one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Racism. Combating division and racism. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have any opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so, okay? We'll start with the Democrats in Congress. What would you say you would feel on a scale from 0 to 100?
That they're very favorable or what?
To how you feel in regards to your feelings towards the organization by the Democrats in Congress. What would you say?
0 to 100. Am I favorable to them?
Yeah.
I'm not favorable to any political party because they all are not about doing what's right for this country. None of them are. But if I have to, I would say 60.
60? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in here. Tim Scott, have you heard of him?
No.
Okay. Never heard of. Okay. Donald Trump? On a 0 to 100, how would you say you feel towards Donald Trump?
0.
0?
Below 0.
Okay.
Under my shoe, 0.
Okay. David McCormick?
I don't know that person.
You don't know who it is?
No.
Never heard of him? Okay. Joe Biden from 0 to 100? How would you feel towards him?
60.
60? Okay. Bob Casey Jr., have you heard of him?
Yes.
How would you feel on a scale from 0 to 100?
Oh, God. This is torture. How many more questions?
We're just about done.
20.
20? Okay. Kamala Harris, how would you feel about
that? Yeah. 60.
60? Hakeem Jeffries, have you heard of him?
Yeah, 60.
60. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100?
10.
10. Cornel West, have you heard of him?
Yes.
Okay, 0 to 100?
I don't know. I mean, the man is a historian, writer. What can I say?
Okay, but if you had to,
70?
Yeah, let's say in your opinion, on a 0 to 60, how would you
70.
Feel? 70? Okay. Go to the next one. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? Okay.
Unfortunately.
if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Deborah McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Undecided? Okay. Which candidate would you lean toward supporting, Republican David McCormick or Democrat Bob Casey Jr.?
Bob Casey.
Okay. And let's see, we're almost done here, just a couple more minutes. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and what his administration is doing?
Yes.
Okay. That would be yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yes a lot.
Yes a lot, okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? So this would be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
There should be a neutral there.
It should
somewhat be. More favorable.
Somewhat more favorable. Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
I mean, he is trying to do something with student debt, but that's about it. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. With student debt, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And we are close to being done here. Just a few more minutes. And have you recently... Put on the desk. Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? We could have yes a lot. Yes, some.
Yes a lot.
Yes a lot. Okay. And has what you've heard, seen, or what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump?
Way less favorable.
Much more unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay. So we have, yeah, so our options would be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable. You said much more unfavorable, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
I mean, I really don't have to hear, see, or read anything. I despise the man. I grew up in New York. I know about his racist history. He's not fooling anyone. And how people could be so duped breaks my heart. But the man is a goomba. I don't have to read anything else. I've had my opinion about him since I grew up in the 80s in New York with his family denying black people of housing.
Okay.
So, and when he took out the New York Times ad to put the Central Park size in that... Like, without any evidence, these were kids who were proved innocent. So his racism is blatant and how he got all these people of color back in him is beyond me.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. We'll start with the lack of quality education opportunities. We have stagnant wages and rising costs. We have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. We have the rising crime and violence. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. We have Donald Trump getting elected president again. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
The first one and the second to last one.
For the lack of quality and education for opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing great here. We're just about done. I do appreciate your patience. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. Okay? So for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. We have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. But Biden.
Joe Biden.
Biden, much better. Biden, somewhat better.
Much better.
Okay. Biden, much better. Rising crime and violence. Biden, much better. Biden, somewhat better. Trump, somewhat better. Trump, much better.
Biden, somewhat better.
Biden, somewhat better. Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Biden, much better. Biden, somewhat better.
Biden, somewhat better.
Somewhat better.
Mm-hmm.
Growing the U.S. economy. Biden, much better. Biden, somewhat better.
Biden, somewhat better.
Biden, somewhat better. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Biden, much better. Biden, somewhat
Biden,
better.
Biden, somewhat better.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system. Biden, much better. Biden, somewhat better. Trump,
Biden,
somewhat
better.
Somewhat better. Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? We have
less
much
favorable.
More, much more, and somewhat more favorable, somewhat less, and much
somewhat
less favorable.
Less.
Somewhat less.
Less.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? We have very fair, somewhat unfair, and very fair in regards to the Donald Trump felony charges.
I mean, we're talking about the criminal legal system here in America. It's never just. So to say it's fair, it's not fair. I'll say somewhat fair.
Somewhat
or fair.
Fair?
What's beyond somewhat fair?
So we have very fair, somewhat unfair, very unfair.
See, I'm letting my bias test this answer. Somewhat fair.
Somewhat fair, okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? We have strongly
disagree. Strongly disagree.
Okay. We have
what
strongly
is wrong
disagree.
With people?
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often?
Not at all.
Not often at
Not
all?
Not one bit.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
You have a master's degree? Okay.
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Unmarried.
Single? Married? Okay.
Unmarried.
Unmarried?
That's correct.
And then we have here, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. We have yes and no. You said yes. Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I can't answer that. I'm neither of those stupid labels. I'm not going to answer liberalism versus conservatism, because it's all about the money. It's all about the green. And so I think there are very conservative Democrats out there, and I think they're very, like, socially liberal, quote-unquote conservatives out there. And, yeah, this is capitalist America. So I think they're duping us and trying to brainwash us by having these two labels, the only things in politics that you can attest to, and that's bogus.
Okay. Because your opinion matters very much, how would you say, your approach to the politics issues would be? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate?
No, I'm not going to say. I can't answer that.
Okay.
Answering.
Okay. We'll see here. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week or once or twice a month? Several times a year or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever? Okay. We're just almost not here. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
What was the second one?
So we have nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly
less
any.
Less than half.
Less than half, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
It's urban.
Urban, okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes?
Yes.
Or no? Yes? Okay.
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes. Were you born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No? Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay.
Oh,
and we
thank
are all
you.
Done. Thank you for your time. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.